Welcome to the Skyrocket Kids Parent Lounge. My name is Faisal Khan. I am the Executive Director for Skyrocket Kids and your host. Today, I am speaking with Anne Fogelin. Anne is a personal and executive coach. I've asked Anne to give us a fresh perspective on being better in all aspects of our lives, which includes being a better parent. Now, I've known Anne for a number of years. We met through her work with kids that really impressed me. And for years, I didn't even know she had programs for adults. I am now a client of hers, have been for over a year, and the results I've seen with my family, with my kids, and of course, everything we do with Skyrocket Kids, has been remarkable. Welcome, Anne.
Hi, Faisal. Thank you.
So, Anne, it seems that everybody who's anybody now is getting a coach. And there seems to be a lot of different titles, like life coach, personal coach. Can you help me and our listeners understand what is a coach and what it is that you do?
Sure. Thanks for having me today. I'm a personal and executive life coach. And what that means is I work with people who are committed to creating the lives that they say that they want. It's possible for everyone to live the life of their dreams. It's just about understanding what those are and how to get them. And you're right. You know, it's this big thing now. It's this big trend to have a coach. But it's like any professional athlete has a coach. And really what a coach does is work alongside a client to help them get what they say they want. So I've used this analogy before. Hopefully it'll help. There's a difference between coaching and consulting and mentoring and counseling. If you think of archaeology, that's about sifting through the past. It's about digging about, you know, what happened, trying to find the bits and pieces and put those together. That's what counseling is. That's what therapy is. And that's not what I do. I'm not a trained therapist. A coach is more like an architect. This is where we are today. And this is what you want to create for the future. It's all client-driven. It's all client-based. And what I do is help refine, define, and make sure that the client stays on track to get to where they want to go and to create what they want to create. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me because obviously I've been using your services for the last year. But I've seen a lot of people have approached me to be my coach, and I don't know how to evaluate them. So is there specific credentials or experience that you have or that a coach should have that we should be looking for?
Well, in my opinion, yes, but it's like anything else. You're going to look for someone who is qualified, registered, you know, follows a code of ethics, that kind of thing. So to answer your question, yes, I have credentials. I have been trained. I took my training through Coach U, with my classes over the phone. And then what I did after that was take the exams in order to become credentialed. So I follow what is under the guidelines of the ICF, which is the International Coach Federation. It's a guideline of ethics that we follow. And so I am accredited and looking to do my next level of coaching, which would be almost like a master's level if you were to take the typical educational system. So that's, I'm in the process of actually waiting to take my exam for that too. So yeah, you always want to work with someone who really knows what they're doing. You know, whether it's coaching or a dentist or a doctor, a naturopath, look for someone who's accredited. And, you know, my suggestion would be if you're looking to work with a coach, call them, interview them, see what kind of chemistry you have. Do you have the relationship that's necessary so that you can create what you're looking to create?
Okay. Now, at what point do I know I need a coach? Like, how do I know when to call a coach to find out, to interview them?
Great question, actually. Great question. Well, let me throw that back. If you've got something that you really say you want to create and it hasn't happened, what could be some of the things that are standing in your way? And so if you were to really be honest and you know that you've been, you know,